I'm speaking here to Ólafur Eliasson in the Irish Museum of Modern Art. Ólafur, your exhibition, The Curious Garden, it has been on show elsewhere, but for this exhibition you've also added some new elements, haven't you?
Yes, and the whole show altogether is a bit different in the sense that it's very much depending on the space where it's exhibited. And part of the show was shown in Switzerland, where the museum was very different. And now I mean, maybe it's some of the same ideas, but the show is not quite the same.
Yeah, do you feel that it's a different show then, in essence, as opposed to another showing of the same show?
Well, it's always different, mostly because of the country or the situation is different. The show is the venue, so to speak. The show is very much depending on the spectator or what kind of people is watching at it. And the actually things that we see in the show are maybe rather, let's say, machines to evoke a certain experience. And the experience is the, let's say, the show or the piece. And this is why wherever this piece or these elements from the show will be shown, it changes a lot depending on the people looking at it.
It depends a lot on the audience, and that also depends on where the audience is from, the culture and everything. Have people in Ireland seen your work before?
No, I don't think so.
How do you think they're going to react? Have you any idea?
Well, I hope they will react very diverse. I think it's, you know, it's about supporting a very diverse experience of it rather than supporting a very general experience. I normally try to say that the people or the relationship between the people and whatever I do here, that's the show, and the things that I've brought and put in here, that's just stuff.
Okay, and you've said that the show is the people. If nobody comes to see it, then it doesn't really exist.
Exactly, yes.
So what about the elements that you've put here? The hedge, the actual branches come from the grounds of the museum, and you've also created a heat pavilion in the museum as well.
Yes, the branches here, we cut them down outside from the parking lot, actually. I wanted to, I worked with the space with these four, I worked with the exhibition with these four spaces that I have here, and then the space of the courtyard, and I tried for every space to create a little story or a little element which is about certain different formal experiences. So I have one space, the hedge, which is very organic. It's a real hedge. It's like, so to say, real nature, if such a thing exists. And then in the next space I have the fan or the ventilator, which is mechanical, and it's reproducing wind, so to say. So it's like a mechanical reproducing something natural again. In the other space I have a yellow room, which is a certain type of yellow light which has only one frequency or one wavelength. It's absolutely monochromatic, which brings us, when we are in there, to the state of being black and white, or in this case yellow and black. So it's like being inside a duotone, so wearing a purple shirt or blue jeans. All this will go into this one scale or the one grade of colors. And what happens there is that we see even better, we see even more, because the eye does not have to, work as much to see the same amount of information. So it's a space with a hypervision. And then there is the last space is actually, again, sort of the first space for going outside. The last space has an open window in it. It's almost empty. It has a mirror in the other window, and the mirror is facing out. So when we enter the space, we only see the back of the mirror. Thinking about the front of the mirror being on the outside, our thoughts are brought to the outside attention. Or like in the other window, there's two windows in this space. We look out the window and there's quite a big boulder leaning against the house wall out there, as if the stone was peeking in. And I was trying to bring attention to this border between being inside the museum or outside the museum, being inside this, let's say, representative world in here where everything is just like a picture of something outside, and see if I can take some ideas from outside and bring them in, or at least make a note of the difference.
So what you're doing in essence is trying to create feelings within the visitor when they arrive in the space that you've created. You want them to experience something.
Yes, feelings or experiences. Feelings might be limiting it. It for every person, I'm sure it's different, or I hope so at least. And it's some people might not even see anything because they have too many preoccupations about art, or some people might see too much because they also have too many preoccupations. But this is the way it works, and I don't mind, or that's a part of it also.
Okay. And is the tension between man-made technology and nature something that you're interested in, or is it just something that has occurred as part of the spaces you're trying to create? Like that concept, is the concept of the division between technology and nature interesting to you?
No, it's not only nature versus technology. It's not that simple, so to speak. It's about the position of the spectator, rather. It's about the it's on a much larger scale. It's about are we free? And this might sound very banal, and maybe it is so, but the point is, the vast amount of information that we have around us all the time has a purpose, such as this information that I put in here also has a purpose. Normally, information, I think, has a tendency to, let's say, to try to generalize our way of thinking, and I'm not only talking about advertising trying to make everybody think the same about a certain object. I'm also thinking about, let's say, the history of architecture since the Renaissance, of how we've been generalizing our way of seeing, moving into in a city, how we are systemized, not walking on the street but on the sidewalk, all for the good, but also certainly sometimes for the worse, in the sense of our way of seeing things has from us been taken granted as natural, even though it's defined by structural outer forces, so to say. What I'm trying to hear is then to support a little individual scheme, a little sense of supporting diversity, creating different opinions. I'm trying to jump formally between different medias, using technology as well as natural, just to avoid formalization in the sense of repeating the same form in every space, and this is more the point, this idea of seeing a little bit more than we actually see, or putting it in other words, to see that we are seeing. So actually looking at ourselves, looking in a binocular, for instance. So this sort of third eye being outside ourselves, this is what the show is a little bit about.